You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's alluvium? In his book, Life on the Mississippi, Mark Twain talks about his early years, learning to become a riverboat pilot. He describes how the river would move tons of mud. To a geologist, a scientist who studies rocks and the earth, this would lead to deposition and the formation of the Mississippi River Delta. In the Outer Banks of North Carolina, tides and ocean waves wear away the shoreline. This action moves sand particles, and they're eventually deposited in a new location. Deposition refers to the movement of and settling of material. And alluvium, spelled A-L-L-U-V-I-U-M, is the stuff that gets moved and eventually deposited in a new spot. It could be sand particles, smaller silt particles, or even smaller sized clay particles. But even small pebbles, larger cobbles, and even larger boulders can be moved by the forces of fast-moving water. The larger, heavier rocks get deposited first. They move the shortest distance. Lighter particles move further down the river. The lightest, smallest particles, like silt, can even flow right out the mouth of the river. Examples of alluvial material include a delta. As the river enters another body of water, like a gulf or an ocean, the material gets deposited. As the alluvium builds up over time, new land can form. Another example is called an alluvial fan. They're found at the bases of mountains or hills. As water from rain or snowmelt flows down and out from mountains, it can carry material with it. The sediment is deposited below in a broad, flat plain. When a river floods and overflows, it can deposit alluvial material outside its banks. This material can build up over time, widening the river basin. Another example of alluvial material is a river that meanders, curves in S shapes. One side of the bank is eroding, the opposite river bank has deposition of material. Over time, it's possible for so much material to build up that it becomes a curved lake called an oxbow lake. Try this home experiment to compare the rate particles will settle in water. Get three soda bottles with caps and fill them with water. In one, pour in a spoon of gravel. Shake it and then time how long it takes the rocks to settle. Do the same for sand in the second bottle, and then silt in the third. Compare the rates and how long the water itself looks muddy. Well, we've just learned a little bit about alluvium. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.